My name is Craig Sells. I'm your guest chef today with Flavor of Riverside. Today we're going to prepare for you a stuffed pork tenderloin rolled with some fruit, walnuts, a little bit of country ham. I'm also going to prepare a vegetable dish, a real simple one that can be done in a moment's notice, and a little bit of roasted new potatoes. We're going to create a chicken mousse. What I do here is I utilize a fairly simple, just a chicken thigh, and clean it up a little bit. I will use a boneless, skinless chicken thigh, and I just chop it up lightly and get it prepared and plop it into the food processor. One of the big things with using a chicken product is you want to make sure that you wash your hands a lot. So we end up with a little bit of an issue there too often, and chicken is one thing you want to keep nice and cold and prepared. So we process our chicken. I add a little bit of whipping cream and just let it process for a moment until we've created a light mousse. Very good. I will add a little bit of salt and pepper and plop in. I like to use a fresh ground pepper, and I mix it up. This particular is a combination of a red, black, and a white pepper, and a little bit of a ground rock salt. And go ahead and finish that up. That part's ready. Second thing we're working on today is a cutting technique. What I'm going to utilize here is a boneless pork tenderloin. This is a great piece of meat to utilize. It's inexpensive to purchase. It has a real huge amount of versatility. You can do many, many things with it. What we're going to do today is we're actually going to butterfly it. So we're going to roll it out and create it as a vessel for the food that we're going to utilize. So the first thing that I like to do is, if you look, you've got this little piece of meat right across here. This is called the silver skin. It's not flavorful, it's not tasty, and it's very tough. So I like to cut it off, and I just place my knife under the edge, and let me turn it on an angle here, and just kind of work it until I can actually cut that piece right off there. And in a real thin, thin piece, and there it is. Now what we've got is we've got our pork tenderloin here. My goal is to unwrap this, or just unroll it, just like you would a piece of paper towel. I'm going to take my knife. You're looking for a really sharp, fairly thin knife here. I lay it on its edge, and I just start to slice down, utilizing my hand to keep a little pressure on the meat itself, and roll it open. You can't really make a mistake here. If you cut through, it's not a problem. You don't worry about it. It's something that we can patch as we go. So we just kind of roll it out like this. Open it up, and we do the same thing in the next layer. And one more time, just open that up. What I'm going to do here is I'm going to take this butterflied piece of pork tenderloin, and you can use a piece of saran wrap, you can use anything. In this particular case, I like to use a plastic bag because it just retains it. Our goal here is just to pound this out a little bit to create a little bit smoother surface. And you can use a meat pounder, you can use the bottom of a glass, a can. In this particular case, we're going to use a rolling pin. And our goal is just to pound this out to create a uniform thickness. That looks good. Now we're going to pull that out of there. In this case, I'm just going to slice it out. And use our piece to continue to actually roll the pork as we go. I'm going to use a little bit of salt and pepper on the pork itself, just as a little extra flavoring. I'll sprinkle a little pepper on here, a little bit of salt, And then the first thing we're gonna do is we're gonna take our mousse that we have made previously. And just smear it out, just like you were icing a cake. What we're trying to create here is, again, it's a texture and a flavor. So we're gonna mix these two together. Our next ingredient that I like to utilize here is I like to put a piece of a fairly stout ham. In this case, I'm going to use a Black Forest ham. It's a fairly strong flavor, has a good texture, and I like to just trim off the rind ever so lightly. There's nothing wrong with the flavor of it. It just is a little bit different texture and colorization that I'm not looking for today. Then I'm going to cut this into cubes, and I'm just going to go, well, roughly, I would say, 1/4-inch cubes, and just slice these in. And cube them up. And we've got that. Now we'll go ahead and we'll place this right on top of the mousse. Just a random pattern. We're not looking anything specific. It's the final dish that actually has the best look to it. So what we're looking here is just to go ahead and mix some of the textured and the flavors from this Black Forest ham as we go. Our next ingredient is some dried fruits. Fruit goes really well with pork. It's just a dish that lends itself. It gives it a great flavor, a great addition. What I've done here is I've just chopped up some very simple fruits. We've got some raisins, we have some apricots, some pears, little bit of, no bananas, they kind of give us a little funny flavor for it, and actually a few prunes. Prunes are a kind of a French delicacy that work really good with that. And then our last piece that we're going to place in here is some walnuts. When you're doing this for family, and this is a dish that you can make ahead, you can build it, put it in the freezer, you can save it for a while. But before you get ready to serve something like this, you should always ask guests, if they're not somebody that you know, if anybody's allergic to nuts. It's a product that can sometimes cause a real problem for people, and if they don't see it, they don't tend to think about it. So I always ask. And I'm just gonna start rolling it. And I'm gonna roll it moderately tight and just wrap it around. And there is our completed dish that way. This is actually an Italian olive oil that my wife and I brought back with us from Italy. So it's in a wine bottle, but it really is olive oil. A salt and pepper on the surface. And we're gonna plop that right into a 350-degree oven. There we go. So, we've got that in the oven, and we're gonna prepare our second dish. We're just gonna get some roasted new potatoes. Very simple side dish, it's really a treat, it's really easy to do, something that we can do on a moment's notice, or you can prepare ahead of the time. I utilize, in this particular case, and it's a little secret in my household, these are just canned new potatoes. I drain them, dry them, put a little bit of olive oil on them. You can use butter or olive oil, either way. And just get them kind of mixed up nicely and in that olive oil. You can, at this point, if you want to utilize any sort of herbs you can. Sometimes I'll utilize an Italian, sometimes I'll utilize an Herbs de Provence, but basically a very simple salt and pepper, and stir them up. Plop them in that 350-degree oven for about 35 or 40 minutes, and you have a fantastic side dish. So we're gonna pop that in the oven now also. Our last dish that we're gonna prepare is just a fairly simple vegetable dish as an accompaniment to this. I'm going to roast some potatoes, mushrooms, and asparagus together with a little bit of olive oil. My goal here is something that you can have this pork dish done ahead of time. You can pull it out of the freezer if you do and thaw it out, or pull it out of the fridge from the night before, and just place it on your counter, let it come to room temperature, prepare these two side dishes. These can be done in 15 or 20 minutes on your own, and you can have a delicious dinner party ready, so you could present this and it has a great look to it. So, first thing, in preparing asparagus, they do really well. In the wintertime, asparagus are a delicious side dish. One of the things about them, though, is that they have a tendency to be a little tough near the bottom. It's a very simple teaching. You just grab them like this, and you kind of move them, and they will snap on their own at the point of tenderness. So that's the tough part. Just do it on its own. It seeks its own little point. And there we go. And I just cut these on a little light diagonal in about a mouthful size piece. And I've got some already prepared here. We can put in the pan. That's our step one. Step two of this very simple side dish is some mushrooms. Now, ideally, this is a delicious dish if you can get mushrooms that are real small, because they're whole and they just have a nice pretty look to them. But if you get a larger mushroom, you can use a white mushroom, which I have in this particular case. You can use a crimini mushroom, which is basically just a small baby portobello. And if you've got a little bit larger mushrooms like I have today, I am just going to quarter these. So just pop them into quarters and you've got something to work with. If you've got really small pieces, you can do them, but no challenges here. So now we've got a nice thing of mushrooms. We have our asparagus ready and just some baby tomatoes. We've got just some nice, fresh, clean little pear tomatoes for us today. Very simple here. It's kind of like all in. And you plop it all in. You can mix it up ahead of time if you wish, or you can just kind of put it all in like this, mix it up with your fingers and spread it out a little bit, which is what I like to do. And then I place, probably 4 or 5, maybe up as much as a quarter cup of olive oil in here. A nice fruity olive oil is going to give you the most amount of flavor for this, because you're really just trying to gain the flavor from the dish itself and the fresh vegetables. And there we go. And I'll mix those up with a little bit of the olive oil. And you're just trying to get them lightly coated all the way around. And once again, a little bit of salt and pepper. And if you do have a desire, you can utilize any kind of a fairly simple vegetable seasoning salt. I don't usually go with amoeba, but I do go with just a very light flavoring of some ground herbs. So that gives you something to work with. And this is now ready to also go in the oven. For our sauce for the pork, once the pork's cooked, we're gonna bring it out. We'll let it rest for a few minutes. Very important to do with any sort of a meat product, because it allows the juices to just redistribute back in, and you gain a lot of flavor that way. We'll just slice it on the bias. What we like to do in my house is we like to make a fruit sauce for this. In this particular case, what I've done here is I've used some canned cherries in a heavy syrup. When I take this sauce, I put the juice in and I leave the fruit outside, and I add a little bit of a strong beef broth, and then I cook that down until it creates almost a syrupy effect. What we've got here is then I will add the cherries after that, and you get a fairly rich, deep, fruity, intense sauce that is a delicious accompaniment to the pork itself. In this case, we're just allowing this to cook down a little bit, simmer up until it creates a real nice, thick, rich sauce, and then when the pork is done, we'll go ahead and serve it over that. Here we are back about 35 minutes later, and what we're gonna do is open up, we'll pull out our pork dish, take a look at it, and pull our sides, and maybe we can set up a plate for you. These are roasted potatoes. They've come out, they've got a nice brown caramelized look to them, and we're going to set up and grab our pork tenderloin. And here we go. It's got a nice roasted color to it. And we're going to pull out our veg and see how that's looking. Oh, it's beautiful. What we've got is our asparagus. Our tomatoes have opened up, released some of their juice. And we've got a beautiful looking side dish here. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to cut up a little slices. We're going to plate up here and just see how we look. I like to cut this on a nice diagonal look. About a half inch thick slice. We're going to serve up a little bit of our vegetables. And I just like to grab a nice mix and set it right there in the front. And two or three of our roasted potatoes that have got a nice, crisp, golden color to them. Nice look. And set up our side. A little bit of fresh parsley. And I like to take just a little bit and just a little bit just across the top of the dish a little bit. And then our last is we're going to take some of our cherry sauce that we've made today, and we're just going to spoon this lightly over the pork dish. Here's our completed dish for the day. We've got roasted new potatoes. We've got our vegetable medley with asparagus, small baby tomatoes, some mushrooms, and our main course of a stuffed pork tenderloin with dried fruits, some walnuts, and a little bit of ham, and covered with some wild cherry sauce. Enjoy.